Welcome to Postcast tonight, where the Utah Jazz defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers, running away by the time it was done. Final score tonight, 126-113. Jazz led by 6 at the end of 1, 8 at the half, 12 at the end of 3, and won it by 16. We'll come up, talk about it next on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East, also brought to you by The Store, located right at the gateway. And here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, the grand entrance tonight for Ron Boone into Postcast. How's that for pretty good timing? This is the exact moment of the show where I twist to Ron and say, so Ron, what are your thoughts on that one tonight?
They were who we thought they were going to be.
So we watched the Cavaliers. We always watch the game. So we watched them against New Orleans. New Orleans got anything they wanted offensively, ran out on them. We wondered, like, would the Jazz be able to do the same? The Jazz did exactly the same.
Exactly. You can really tell which way the ball game was going early in the first quarter by the way the uncontested shots they were getting, especially Royce O'Neal, who does not get a lot of early shots in ball games. Usually it's spotty, maybe one every 3-4 minutes or something like that. But, boy, he was able to get three uncontested three-point shot attempts anyway very early in that first quarter.
So you get those open looks. We missed a few of them. We're the best catch-and-shoot team in the league. We're the best open three-shoot team in the league. And I just kind of said, like, well, if we keep getting that, we're going to be all right all night. It'll work out. Do players feel that? Like, what does it take for a player to stay in the game correctly in that moment?
Well, it just takes good ball movement and Quinn Snyder pointing things out to them, letting them know the reason you're getting these looks is because of this and because of that. They put up 41 three-point shots tonight, and that's awesome. You know, according to you, I'd rather see him take 30 and make 20. But
yeah, but that's never happened.
It's never going to happen. But the
point, Jazz took 50% of their shots as threes tonight. It's fabulous.
Yeah, and that really makes a big difference, especially with the way Boyan is shooting. Donovan picks his, I think he's starting to pick and choose the times when he gets very aggressive, especially from the 3-point line. But Royce O'Neal, very good night. What did he end up? I know he was 3-for-5.
He had 12 points. Boyan tonight busted out, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. The 6 assists may be the most telling number.
Absolutely. You know, just a good night, David. All around.
This was cakewalk, right? This is just run your offense, get your stuff. Rudy goes 8 of 9 for 20. I'm not sure this told us anything about the Jazz other than, you know, frankly,
you better win it.
Yeah, right. I mean, this was kind of a you have to win this or else you're absolutely in more world of hurt than you think.
And if you didn't, you end up with the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks tonight. I mean, fighting for your life and having to really play very hard, bust your butt in that fourth quarter to get back in it and give yourself a chance to win against a team that's not very good.
This has been our ongoing thing, is the Knicks have been up by 18, whether Ron was going to ever pick the Knicks. The Knicks just made split free throws as we're recording this with 4.6 seconds left. Houston will have the ball down 2 with 4.6 seconds left.
The odds are
way in the Knicks' favor, except for the fact of the Knicks. So we'll see. It'd be great from a Jazz standpoint if the Knicks get this win. It's the win of their week. So then the Jazz come in tomorrow night or two nights from now and look better. There's some comments about Conley and the bench unit. They didn't have a very good first stint tonight. They had a better second stint. I was very interested in watching that. The rotation, this new rotation's beginning to come together. What do you think of that group of Conley, Ingles, Clarkson with George Niang and Tony Bradley?
I like the fact that they've had a couple of basketball games to play against an opponent where the Jazz should win. In other words, get to know each other, feel each other out, let Quinn get an idea of, you know, how guys are going to play together, how they attack, can they rotate defensively together, or do they need Rudy or someone else, you know, with that five? What's Tony Bradley going to be? You know, all of those little scenarios that coaches look at. I'm glad they got a couple of teams that they're playing against that they could experiment with.
Good question just came in from Jarrett Brent Nicholson on our Facebook, as we're live on Locked On Live on Facebook as well as on YouTube and Twitch, also on Locked On Sports on Periscope. Is there a concern about the defense allowing a team like the Cavs score 113 points with a fairly good field goal percentage? The Jazz defense rating was a 105 in the first quarter. It was a 104 at halftime. They were up by 12 at the end of three with a 114 because their offense was rolling. So the answer to that question is, well, I don't think tonight shows you that the defense can be elite again in any way. They didn't do anything of that nature. I wouldn't worry about it. In other words, they were ahead by enough. They did what they needed to do. They were in total control. There was never a second you thought they were going to lose this game. And so the fact they didn't put up a huge defensive number tonight is probably part of what is different about this team than years past, because they're good enough offensively to just run you off the floor.
I would love to have seen them just knuckle down at least one quarter anyway. And
104 in the first half was okay. Right. They kind of did in the second quarter.
Okay. That was okay.
Russell Westbrook has missed an 18-footer, which is not surprising, with 0.3 seconds left, and the Knicks have beaten the Rockets.
Told you.
Ron Boone's never wrong. All right, I think that one's a short and simple one tonight. Not a lot to this one. Jazz has dominated an inferior opponent, and that's what you're supposed to do. So good win by the Jazz. We'll talk to you when we play another inferior opponent in New York, and hopefully we do the same. Have a great night. This has been Postcast.